Aviat Murli of 24th October is up on the site in English and in Hindi, so I'm sure many of you have been looking at it. And I'd like to begin this evening by reading just that small section in which Baba spoke about increasing the power of the mind to transform the atmosphere and the attitudes. So Baba says, according to the atmosphere of the world, the majority of the children need power of the mind. The mind must be powerful in order to transform the atmosphere through powerful sakash. So we have to think, what is a powerful mind and what is really sakash? Increase the power of your mind. And with this mental power, it is essential to pay even greater attention to transforming the influence that prevails at the present time. At the present time, instead of using the power to listen and speak, you need to change other people's attitude through your attitude. Bhavdada saw that you need to increase transforming other people's attitudes. So these words are the essential ideas that Baba is communicating to us. And this Murli was specially for the double foreigners. So there is this word atmosphere and also vibrations. So in Hindi you get the word vayumandal and vatavaran. So vayumandal, if you break it down, you get this idea of the circling air, which is charged with thought. The air that is circling around you, charged with thought, creates the circumstances which influence how people feel. And this is what Baba wants us to change. Now, an atmosphere or a vibration, how is that created? It is created by the activities that are going on and how the majority of people feel about those activities in terms of their emotions. And that means what negative emotions does that activity trigger within them, which amplifies the atmosphere. I think an example of that is panic. Traditionally, the example that's given is fire in a cinema, and everybody rushes to one or two exits and gets crushed because of this panic that arises. And when Baba's talking to us about transforming the atmosphere, it means that we should not be influenced by what other people are thinking and feeling. So when Baba breaks down the different elements of consciousness, and we have in Brother Jagdish's book, it's one of our very old books, which is called Illustrations of Raja Yoga. Do you remember that book? It's got a picture on every page and an explanation next to it. One of those pictures, which is very interesting to me, is called the Six Aspects of Consciousness. So one of those aspects, the kind of the background aspect, is Smriti, which we generally translate as awareness. What are you aware of? And of course, we need to have the awareness of being souls and the awareness of Baba being with us, the awareness of our combined form, and the awareness of the knowledge. When we internalize the knowledge, then that becomes our attitude. So attitude is also used in French, attitude, to mean position. So your vritti, your attitude, is the position you take on the basis of your awareness, your knowledge, your feeling about who you are and who you are with when you're faced with any particular circumstance or situation. So we, as Baba's children, have been filled by Baba with everything that is Baba. He's completely filled us with his love, with his knowledge, with all of the experiences of the sustenance of our relationships with Baba. And as we could also see from Baba's abrupt departure on the 24th, that the time that Baba is with us in the physical is becoming less. I remember when Baba left the body and became avyakt, everybody said to Baba, after he began to come through Dadi Gulzar, that Baba, you said that you would be with us until the end. What happened? You've gone and left us. And Baba said, no, I never left you. I simply changed stations. So from the station on the earth, he went to live in the upstairs station in the subtle regions. And there he could circle the earth and come and visit each and every Brahmin at every single Amrit Vela and help whenever necessary. So it was much needed for Baba to adopt the subtle form before global service began. So you can understand the logic of it with hindsight. But now, what we're beginning to hear spoken about in the Brahmin conversations is, okay, sakar, then akar, and now nirakar, the incorporeal state, which Sister Mohini was mentioning in her class yesterday evening. And so when Baba changed stations, he said, look, when the sun goes down, then the moon and the stars become visible. And further, when the full moon is there, then the night sky is so powerfully lit up that you really don't see the stars. But when there's only the stars in the sky, then they become very visible. And so perhaps we could understand that Baba has filled himself into each and every one of us so that he can be experienced and transmitted through each one of us in order that others can feel Baba and experience Baba. And in this passage, Baba said, people are not so interested in listening to what you have to say, but they want to feel something. because people will trust the genuineness of the feeling that comes from a person. So Baba wants us to radiate and transmit all of the qualities of Him that He has poured into us, and so that that can fill the atmosphere. So when Baba says, according to the atmosphere of the present time, what could he be meaning by that? We can interpret it in a number of ways, but one of the aspects of the atmosphere is the attitude of the world towards the Brahma Kumaris. Now, Brahma Kumaris are well known, and we have expanded a great deal since the days of Dadi Prakash Mani. The number of centers when Brahma Baba left the body was something around maybe 100, 150, and then through the time of Dadi Prakash Mani, we went to 120, 130 countries and maybe 9,000 places where Baba's service was going on. That's a huge expansion. And now I think it's the time for us to go deep. People want to really feel this, to find out if it's real, if it's genuine, because as you know, from various different scriptures, whenever God comes to express himself physically in this world, there are many, many false gods to distract people from the real one. And of course, Baba is extremely subtle. Baba is incorporeal. Baba is the ocean, but not in terms of size, in terms of intensity. The ocean of peace, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of love, the ocean of purity, the ocean of light. And people need to feel that. Atmosphere is created not only by action, but by thought. And Baba has been telling us for quite some time that he wishes us to have no waste thought. And we've been putting our hands up, saying that we will definitely not have any more waste thought. And every time he asks us, we continue to put up our hands and say we will definitely not have any more waste thought, but somehow he still finds it necessary to ask us. So why is waste thought a problem? It's because it goes into the atmosphere and pollutes the purity of the spiritual atmosphere that is created when each of us are aligned in thought. I remember it must have been 1995 when we did an experiment in Global Retreat Center in Oxford in UK, and eight of us, six brothers and two sisters, the other sister was Sister Jenty and myself, and then six brothers, we had 7 days together, and we experimented with churning the knowledge that is contained in the 7 days course, which is all the knowledge. And we spent the entire day together, each one presenting a different aspect of the course. And by the end of that week, all of our minds were completely aligned with each other. And we found that we could feel each other's thoughts, and that we could collectively have a thought, and whatever our thought was, it would happen. And this experience made a very strong impression on me because I understood that this is really the power of the mind when several minds are aligned with each other through the application of Baba's knowledge. So Dadi Jenki, as you know, has been also experiencing on an individual level, because her mind is all the time occupied in churning the knowledge, because, as you know, she speaks pure gyan, which means that she thinks pure gyan. When she's not speaking, she's thinking. And she has also found that when there's nothing else in the mind, no concerns about past or future, letting go of things that arise second by second, then she can have a thought and it will happen. This is what she has been telling us. So it seems to me that we need to really think deeply about thought and about pure thought and the contrast between pure thought and waste thought. And we also, I think, need to think about our disciplines. We have many different words. We have maryadas. We must follow maryadas. We also have niyam. Niyam means disciplines. And one of the ways in which I look at all of this that we are doing is as a very elaborate ritual. And I have had the opportunity to observe some of the very complex rituals in different temples in India that go on for a long period of time, many different varieties of rituals. And these rituals also create an atmosphere. Baba has been talking in the Sakar Murlis about the yajna in which the horse is sacrificed and a kingdom is attained. And the aim when people set up yajnas is in order to avert a calamity. That's the purpose of a yajna in bhakti. And so it is done when the omens are very negative. And so I think there is some kind of correlation here, where Baba is seeing that the atmosphere of the world is really negative. My calculation is probably at any given moment, at least 1 million people are in process of getting tortured. In the news it says every 3 minutes a woman in India is violated. So when people are experiencing these things, what is happening in the mind, that reaction to that violence is going into the atmosphere and creating an influence where people begin to pick up and to be infected by the atmosphere of fear. And fear is such an atmosphere where people lose their ability to reason, they lose their ability to be detached and to be proactive. And so I think that Baba, obviously Baba picks up everything that's going on. We may not be so sensitive to what's happening in the mind space, what's being put into the atmosphere by the thoughts and feelings of the 7 or so billion people who are experiencing many varieties of difficulties. And how many are we? Well, in the Brahmin family, we are about 1 million. And of course, we are number wise. And so perhaps if we take maybe 10% of that million, 100,000, as it says in Lucinda Drayton's song, 100,000 angels, that's about a good number, to be perfectly aligned in not just only thought at a particular moment, but in the kind of ritual of the Brahman life. You know, we get up with music and we come for Amrit Vela and we remember Baba collectively, and then we bathe and then we come again to remember Baba, and Baba has now been introducing these punctuation points of traffic controls throughout the day, so that collectively we are creating this kind of rhythm of an atmosphere of silence, which is just going out into the atmosphere. And now that we have Brahmins almost in every country of the world, and certainly in every time zone, there is a wave of Amrit Vela, there is a wave of world meditation that goes around the world all the time. And this very subtle rhythm, this energy that is moving around the world, is getting slowly amplified. One of the things I have found myself talking about when I'm with different groups that I meet is to see this gathering of souls as a rosary. Whenever we come together in large or small numbers, we very often sit together in a circle, and that is a rosary right there. What we need to have as a bead of the rosary is a completely open heart, so that the energy of our feelings and our thinking can pass through. And you can imagine an energy of Baba's light and Baba's love circling through each large or small rosary, which means we have to have such trust and faith and good feelings in each other. And our power of the mind that Baba's talking about, one of the acts of a powerful mind is to stop a waste thought right in its tracks. Sometimes I have shown people a little video of a samurai swordsman who cuts a bullet before it hits him. So that's very fast. And what happens to us is our minds will get hit by some perception, something someone says, or something that we interpret, and it will change us from being the pure, peaceful, loving, blissful being of light into someone who is blocked. And then the energy can no longer flow. But if the mind is powerful and perceptive, you will see, yes, stop, don't come. So fast, you know, Baba had told us last year, we have to have tivra purusharat. And generally that was translated as intense effort. But the actual word tivra in Hindi means fast. So what is the speed of thought? Well, it's instant. So what is fast effort? It is to have an instant response to any provocation so fast that you see the provocation even before it happens. So then the heart never gets hit, because you took it out before it hit. That, to me, is the speed that perhaps Baba is wanting us to have, which is existing in the martial arts, so why not in Raja Yoga? we work with thought, and thought is so subtle, but yet it is having such an extreme impact, because thought is traveling from one mind to another, and the atmosphere is full of thoughts, jangling thoughts of every variety. And what does Baba want us to do is smooth the atmosphere through this circling of, I think, the energy of Baba's remembrance of light, of love, of the ability to cause any provocation to be instantly neutralized so that it has no impact on us. What would happen if we become expert in this type of mental activity? It's almost a kind of gymnastics of the mind. The mind can be seen as an instrument of perception, but also as a muscle which can cause thought to go at a certain speed in a certain direction and fill the atmosphere. So, together, if we smooth the atmosphere, what happens as a result? People who are used to having jangling, random thoughts going on, they feel it, and they like it because it is so healing, it is so comforting, so peaceful. It is what a person needs. And when a person could feel some tsunami of gentle thoughts washing over a big number of people who are negatively affected by concerns, worries, fears, and maybe even paranoia, but they would wonder, don't you think? They would wonder, where did this come from? Because Baba is saying that when we say something, it doesn't do the job. When we become something, not just individually, but collectively, then that what we are is very much amplified. If you can imagine, you know, 100,000 thoughts of the same variety just moving like a river, definitely it will be felt. It becomes tangible. Shri Baba is so subtle. Brahma Baba is so subtle. The avyakt form is so subtle. And Baba is asking us, now practice the avyakt stage. Practice being completely pure, completely subtle, completely still and quiet. And we see Dadi Gulzar, how still she is, how quiet she is. And whenever we see Dadi and we feel the atmosphere coming from her, what does it do to us? It pulls us in and we feel, oh yes, this is how we should be. Do you not feel? And so then when Dadi is not there anymore, perhaps we go back to our less still state of being. But how did Dadi become like that? You know, Dadi became like that because she was interested. And it's really the interest that enables a soul to pursue that effort to become that and actually become a virtuoso state of stillness. Can you imagine if you would be virtuoso in being still, gentle, quiet, just light? And how powerful that is in influencing anyone who would be around. So it seems to me that Baba really wants us to absorb him and to retransmit him individually and also collectively. It is really the collective absorption of Baba's qualities that creates an atmosphere that could be perhaps so loud, so strong, that that which is completely imperceptible becomes like a roar of quietness. And then, where would people's attention go? They would look for it. What is the source of this thing? And I think this is the kind of service that Baba is now wanting us to do. We have done a great deal of running around, and if you talk to each other, you know, you hear about how everybody's kind of exhausted by running around, trying to keep up with the emails and trying to, you know, go from A to B to C to D, and we reach people a few at a time. Nowadays, you can see there's cameras everywhere, there's screens, there's websites, there's many, many ways using technology to actually arrive in different people's living rooms. And we have the very beautiful experience of how popular Sister Shivani's programs are. Anywhere you go in the world, Shivani and Brahma Kumaris has become practically synonymous. And she has really put Brahma Kumaris on the map by visiting people regularly in their homes and talking to them in a very simple way about Baba. And this, I think, has change the atmosphere in the sense of atmosphere being reputation. The atmosphere about Brahma Kumaris is we like it. We experience that it benefits us. We want to sit in front of the TV and listen. And once a person has listened a few times, this raises the desire within to go to the center. And so many people come to the center from that source. Now we have meditation course online. We have Peace of Mind TV. So we have many, many ways of actually replicating the classes and the courses and the meditation commentaries so that it's flying everywhere and through the social media and so on. So now I think Baba is satisfied with that spreading on the physical level, especially through technology. But what is missing is the vibration, that a very subtle movement of thought through the airwaves that can, you know, spread across the world like a kind of a pulsation. You know how when we are really having a good experience of meditation, what do we see, what do we feel? We feel Baba's rays and we feel pulsations. Do you feel pulsations? Yeah. They just come like a heartbeat from that point source of light, and we kind of take it into ourselves like breath or like light or like energy, and we just don't want to move when we've managed to get that going, you know. And sometimes it takes us quite a lot of time. And today I was having lunch with one sister, and she just was in such a hurry, she gave a quarter second drishti and was ready to eat it up and leave in 30 seconds, and I said, you didn't even have time to give drishti to your lunch. And she said, yeah, I'm going to do it again, you know. because we just have to take time and with our mind, with our intention, slow ourselves down from this rushing of activity that is now the speed of action in the world today, and really bring everybody to that gentle, smooth pulsation that is this rhythm of Baba. He is in his eternity, and he is blissful, and he just stays blissful. And we are his children. So whatever is the state of being of Shiv Baba, we have the possibility to be in that same state of being, but simply we have to decide to be with Baba. This is why I think the practice of the combined form is very, very helpful, because we, when we act with Baba, then it pulls us into Baba's speed. When we are with the world, then we are in world speed, which is very enervated, very rapidly running round in circles, getting nowhere fast. Do you sometimes experience this? And then we say, this cannot be a yogi life, you know. Because after all, Baba tells us, remember your Swaman, you know. And what is our Swaman? Normally we say self-respect, but as you know, I always play with the words. And I thought, well, how else is the word man used? And it's also used to mean honor. So for me, thinking about the way in which I honor the information that Baba gives me about me. Baba says, you are my child, honor that. So my self-honor is, I am the child of God. This is my identity. I am the Swadarshan Chakradhari, the one who spins the cycle. I am filled with information about what I am. And then we think about, okay, what will I do? But being in our Swaman is really being closer to Baba, because Baba, he says, I am, you know, Akarta. I don't do anything. Nothing happens to me. I just am, you know, this word om meaning I am. When it is applied to Shiv Baba, he just is. And he just gets things done by the awareness of who he is. So when we place ourselves in company with Baba, in relation with Baba, as we heard in the morning class, you know, Mera Baba, just only one Baba for me, that is the only thing that is mine. Everything else is surrendered into the fire of the yajna. What is that fire? It is again something which purifies. And so you put everything into the fire, and the fire itself creates an atmosphere. In bhakti, they will put ghee into the fire, and this ghee burning will also create the atmosphere. The incense sticks that are burned, they create an atmosphere. And sometimes in India, they use the analogy in classes that each of us must practice to be an incense stick, which is slowly burning itself to nothingness and transforming the tangible, visible self into just smoke. Making ourselves from solid into something more ephemeral, like vapor, and just filling the atmosphere with our being, and our being itself is becoming transformed from Baba's influence, from Baba's input. We take in the knowledge and we absorb it so that we feel it. Then it becomes part of our blood, and then it becomes our nature and our sanskaras. And gradually, the old nature, the old sanskaras fade away, disappear, and we become someone else, someone different. And this operates even on the simplest level of day-to-day life. How we keep our room. Do you keep your room neat, clean, tidy? If not, the ants and cockroaches will come. Definitely. How we keep our things. Do we have more than we need? Or do we keep discipline of having exactly what we need for the duties and tasks that we have to perform? Nothing extra. We keep light. When we go for food, you know, do we take what we need to eat, or do we take more than that or less than that? If we take less, then we can go and get some more, you know. But if you take more than you need, and then you find that, well, you have to throw it away, then even that creates an atmosphere of waste, of neglect, of negligence, of not paying attention to being accurate. So our accuracy operates in many, many ways and on the simplest level of our life. So to make our lives like choreography, and because every day our lives are motivated by this rhythm that Baba has given us, the waking up, the Amrit Vela, the class, the traffic controls, the different duties, working to get everything done in between traffic controls. I think the sign of not getting it right is that the traffic control happens right when you're about to drink your tea, which you want to drink because it's hot, and if you wait until after traffic control, it'll be cold. So it's just a little sign of a glitch in the atmosphere. So I think that, you know, the way that Baba's considered by the people of the world, the scientific community, they say that everything about the natural world is so perfect, so ordered, so exact, so ideal, that there must be, you know, the intelligence of the Creator behind it to create that, you see. This is how they say there must be God, because you can see the creation, so it implies the Creator. But Baba says, actually, I don't really make the physical world, but the perfection of the physical world is, in a way, a byproduct of the perfection in the family of humanity that Baba has created. And so all this knowledge, all this experience that Baba has filled into us in our Brahmin life, all of that is, I think, a very elaborate ritual which is designed to create gradual but irreversible change. And then we become what we wish to express when we speak about service. But the message, when people experience that we are those things that we say, means that really actions speak more loudly than words. I think people have faith when they see us, you know, are you the same on stage as off stage? Are you the same when people are, you know, when you are unaware that somebody's watching you. This is why I think that security cameras are a good thing, because all the time somebody somewhere is watching us, so we have to be so aware. And of course here you're sitting there and the cameras are going by and you can't fall asleep, yawn, sneeze, blow your nose or whatever, because the whole world will see, you know. And so we have to be very conscious. Baba had said he has put us on display. And that's not just only how we look, but also the atmosphere that's coming from us, the feeling that is there within us, the relationships that we have with each other. Definitely that is a form of communication, because when anyone comes to Madhuban, to Shantivan, to any center, okay, they know the program is nicely choreographed, but what will they look at, you know? How do these BKs relate to each other? How do these BKs feel about each other? What is the drishti that's going between one BK and another BK? It is really this that is much more convincing than the things that we say where we are intending people to listen to them. So I think that that is all part of the atmosphere that Baba is talking about. And this is something that is also called truth. You know, truth in Hindi, we in our national coordinator and center coordinator meeting, we were talking about Sat Chit Anand, and Dadi had done so many classes on this. But Sat, meaning truth, also has this meaning that it persists. It's the same. It doesn't change. And then we know it's real. So I think that when we are in our soul consciousness and with Baba, then that persistent, continuous vibration and movement, that rhythm of that original stage, which is embodied in the incorporeal form, that is what people can trust. And this is what is also interpreted as, this is true. And we even say, we use this expression, you know, are you being true to yourself? And it is said, you know, it's a very ancient saying, to thine self be true. You know, that is the deep honesty that makes Baba pleased, and that is the truth that Baba is always in. So if we can be in that same truth and be true to each other and true to ourselves, then I think maybe that decision, that discipline of the mind that says, this is the most important thing that I must put my mind to being true to myself, to being right with myself, then I can really be an instrument for Baba. And Baba's service can happen at that very subtle level. So let us think about this and try to create this what I see as a kind of stream of light that's just passing through all the beads of this rosary. Because when you see the BKs from here, what do you see? You see a white background with little heads all over it, which are like beads, and strung together with this string of light and love and sweetness that creates the rosary, which later on becomes the soul world, which is like an elaborate necklace around the neck of Shri Baba in Nirvana. Om Shanti. So we'll have just a moment of meditation, and then there'll be Dadi Janki will join us. Do you not coming? I will continue. Okay.
आप जो भी कहते बाबा कर करके दिखाए देगा कौन इतना प्यार आपके सिवाय आपकी याद बाबा रह रह के आए
आपकी याद बाबा रह रह के आए देगा कौन इतना प्यार आपके सिवाय
देगा कौन इतना प्यार आपके सिवाय देगा कौन इतना प्यार आपके सिवाय।